Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Lives.
Boom, 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 yeah. Boom, boom, chicka, boom, boom. All right, I got a couple pumpkin spice mini pretzels if you'd like to indulge.
There you go.
Got a little 7-Up. I don't usually drink. I don't drink much. I'm gonna put this here today. I don't drink
Might
much.
Be a good idea. Yeah.
I don't drink much soda, but anyway, that is the Dudu and Foo Show logo, which we're gonna talk about in a little bit. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Dudu Savage.
I'm Michael James, Christopher Foley Foo.
And this is the Dudu and Foo Show. are we on show 54? 55?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no, 54.
54.
54.
All right, 54. Yeah. Super random athlete just came to my name. I came to my mind. I don't even know what day we're on. And somebody just popped in my head at 54. I think I'm right, but there's got to be a ton of 54s.
Yeah, there's only a couple I came up with, man. I was
Brian Urlacher, 54.
There you go. Brett came up with him when we were talking last week. Yeah, 54. Yeah,
that's not who I was thinking of. But I got a college basketball player that I believe. Shoot,
okay,
so go ahead, fire away.
Of course, being a Cuse fan, you knew that was coming.
Can we ban the Cuse fan in season three?
Dwight Freeney wore 54 in college.
Okay,
yeah, his pro number. That's a ways away.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dwight Freeney. Wow, that's a good one. 54. Yeah. I feel like there should be some more football names. 54, 54. Basketball, I may be way off, but I can just picture this guy. Isn't it funny when you see a number, it just something clicks. Is Rodney Rogers at Wake Forest was number 54?
That's a good call. I think so. Looking at it now in my mind, right?
We might have to look that up. Yeah, we might have to fact check us live on air. A fact checkeroonie.
Rodney Rogers, college number.
If it's 54, that's a banger. That might be the pull. He was so good in college.
Oh, very good.
Broke his neck.
I know. Sad, right? Yeah. This is going to be the pull of all pulls. Oh, shoot. College number. There we go.
Isn't that funny? It just popped into sight, right into my sight, into my vision. Vision board.
The pull of all pulls.
It's probably not.
Rodney Rogers wore number 54 while playing college basketball at Wake Forest.
He was
That's
a
the
monster.
Pull of all pulls.
He
right
was
there.
A monster at Wake.
There you go.
360s in game.
Yeah.
Just
All-American.
Jacked,
yeah.
All-American.
Lefty.
Yeah, he was. Played for the Celts for a little bit.
I always want to say Clippers, too, for some reason. Yeah, Clippers comes to mind.
Could be.
Yeah.
54. Yeah. Anybody else?
Dan, that's about all I could. I'm sure there's a bunch out there, 54. But that's all that came to my mind. 50. There's got to be linebackers out there.
AC Earl. Fact check.
Oh, wow. That
Boston Celtics.
That one's not popping in my head trying to picture that one. No, let's see.
AC Earl from Iowa. Fun fact.
Yeah, I remember Iowa.
He was at Iowa. He was a design major, and he designed the team's uniforms.
Yeah, I remember AC Iowa. Earl.
No way. Did I get it again?
Oh.
No?
Well, I can't.
I was off.
What did Eric Wise just checked in?
Eric! Oh, my gosh.
He said, text me, Jack.
Social. This is why you can't be on the show, buddy. Until I get a 7-second
Eric,
button.
What up, Eric?
You can't be on the show. Because who knows what's going to come out of your mouth, you whale?
We'd have to You talk about having a delay.
A delay? I don't even think 7 seconds is enough. God love him.
This says he would be next week's show, 55.
No way. Oh, 55.
According to this.
We've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Missing by a week.
By a week, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
AC Earl. That's a good call, though.
AC Earl. Yeah. All right. Okay, 54. Yep. Not bad. Yeah, I did a live from the volleyball match the other day, and Eric chimed in on it. Was on TikTok, actually. Yeah. And he chimed in, and we were rattling off kind of like something we're going to do later in the show. We were rattling off comedians from when we worked to Catch a Rising Star.
Oh, yeah.
Keep trying to name them and name them. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome, yeah.
Now, Eric is straight comedy.
Oh, we can get him on here.
Yeah, we can get him on here. We'll just have to put a delay on the show.
7 second delay.
7 seconds is light. That would be
fun.
Eric.
That would be fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So 54, huh? That's it. I just feel like big linebackers.
It's escaping me right now. It's just how the mind is anymore. Eric, what do you got? 54. Maybe Eric's got something. 54. Was there a Detroit Lion? 54. Who's a?
Is there a Detroit?
Detroit Red Wing? 54.
Stevie Eisenman.
Eisenman. Yeah, what number was he? Might have been in the 50s somewhere. I don't know if he was 54, but.
Hockey. I feel like I'm missing some beasts. Some real big, like crazy linebacker 54s. Well, but whatever.
Urlacher's one of them, that's for
Urlacher's
sure.
Urlacher's one of them. Yeah. My belly is full and a little chubby.
Because good,
we
man.
Just had
I like what you did there.
We just had smash burgers from Chubby Burger.
Yes.
You said down kind of off of what streets?
According to what I looked up, it looked like Twain and University Center.
Okay.
Over there by the university.
Yeah, that's UNLV. Like Summerlin.
Yeah, what's that?
That's safe like Summerlin.
Yeah, sure.
Chubby Burger had it Uber Eats over. We're trying to do something different. Good smash burger.
Yeah, it was good.
I kind of compared it to...
your first bite, you said, and we're going to escape the food.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Shake Shack.
It
tasted very similar to Shake Shack. It had good fixings, a lot of onions. I saw a lot of onions. But yeah, that was good.
It was good.
It's a heavy burger. It was a double patty. Fries were a little cold, so I threw them in the air fryer. Not bad. It's not terrible. What'd you give that? What'd you give Chubby's?
Yeah, no, I'll give that an 8. Dan, to be honest with you, I'll give it an 8. We're on a 4-week roll here now, I think.
We've had a couple good couple weeks.
Yeah, I could do that again for sure.
Nice. Good.
Yeah.
Chubby Burger, you might have a repeat. Actually, just looking at the flyer, I love when places, you know, staple a flyer or whatever with deals on it. Man, they have tacos. They have Philly cheesesteaks. What else did they have?
They had wings. Wings. Is that what I saw on the menu? Wings.
Wings. They had hibachi plates with shrimp and steak. So they got a lot of stuff. And you would imagine being close to the school.
Yeah.
You got to have everything.
Got to have a variety.
Just sitting right up like somebody's talking.
Hey, part of the show.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Chubby Burger.
Go there after work one of these days.
Not terrible. They actually, it says that they're known for their onion rings, but I just. Obviously, onion. A lot of onions on the burger.
Yeah.
But that was pretty good. Let's see. Where are we at? Brian Urlacher, Rudy Rogers, Show 54, Chubby Burger. Look at us go. So the logo, pretty funny, is before we get into that, let's talk about what I just showed you on the phone before we got on.
Yeah.
So AI, everybody knows AI is kind of all over the place, right? ChatGPT is kind of the verbal, a little bit of visual. There's a lot of things you can do with it, but there's now one called, what was it called? Is it called Soro? I think it's called Soro. I'm not sure of the name, where it's video stuff. And it can be tough to get on. Like you have to have an invitation, but right now it's like an open platform. So I downloaded it yesterday and started making some of these AI videos with my likeness on it. Insane. Absolutely insane.
Had Mike laughing. That's interesting. That's funny stuff, man. You got to be careful nowadays, right? I mean that was funny what you were showing me with what you were doing with that. That was funny, but
not scary.
Boy, you got to be careful, man.
It's Gary Vaynerchuk, who's huge in the online space. He's huge. He's one of the top players in the online space, meaning like he's actually trying to buy the Jets right now. Like he's a big dude. He's okay. And he is just no filter, says it like it is. He kind of like, you know, he kind of, I don't want to say prophesizes, but he'll tell you like what the next big thing is. And he says about AI, a year to 2 years from now, you just got to assume everything's fake. You're going to have to assume everything's fake because people are going to write, instead of writing an email, they're just going to type it and it's going to be you, like pop up on your email and it's just going to be me talking. Like,
yeah.
And so I did some of them last night, made a bunch of videos, I sent one of me in the hoodie I was wearing that day to practice. I made one of me in a private plane eating ramen noodles. And I told the girls like, hey, got to head out of town real quick. Half of the girls believe that literally
that's
on
what
a jet
I mean.
Going out of town.
Yeah, it looks real. It looks real.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's what it's made for, but yeah, it's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah,
insane
is a good word, yeah.
Yeah, it is insane, but it's also comedy. I mean, we had the players up here were absolutely dying laughing. Trent made a couple hilarious, I mean, just fun stuff, but at what point does the fun become no fun?
Yeah.
You know, that's, I think, what everybody's worried about, which, I don't know. I kind of look at it like, I don't know how I look at it. It's tricky because I'm a big social media marketing digital guy. I think it's just the progress of human, you know, beings, but scary, man.
It is very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny on the same side.
Yeah, right. Well, if you're using for to be funny for a good purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But people are going to take it to the next level, of course.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's just what's going to happen.
Oh,
it's just how it is nowadays, right? It's what people do.
Yeah.
You know, just to get something out of somebody. And
yep.
Yeah. Scary and
crazy.
Scary, but it can be used for fun. And you did it in a fun way. Like I said, it had me laughing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Some funny stuff. So I use ChatGPT. So Maya, my freshman shooting guard, who's been playing great, by the way. She's been playing really good. We were all sitting in here. It was probably seven players in the back, you know, on the student side of the office. And we're talking about being on the road. And I'm like, I want to do food reviews this year when we go on the road.
Yeah, there you go.
Kind of like we do, but actual, like, eat it food. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, rate it. And she's like, Coach, I want to do it. Like, I'll do it with you. Let's go. So I took the logo, uploaded a picture of myself. I actually used that one, but it's not exactly like that. Uploaded a picture of her and said, make a logo like that, but Coach Savage and Maya's food reviews.
Yeah, there you go.
Put tacos and sushi and, you know, whatever. And this is what she looks like. This is what I look like. It did take about 30 renditions, but I finally got it to where we're both like on. So now when we go on the road, when we stop and eat somewhere, Maya and I are going to do a live, well, a food review.
Yeah.
So we're going to film the whole thing, eating it. And we're coming up with little ideas over, we'll use this one as an example. So it's either the GOAT, MVP, All-Star, Starter, Bench Player, or Cut.
Okay.
Something like
very
that.
Good.
Like, what would you do? Oh, no, this is the GOAT. This is the best I've ever had of wings or Cut.
Cut,
you know, Sonic Drive-Thru, too salty. Cut it. They're cut. Cut it. Get it out.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I'll show you when we're off the air. We finally got our logo locked down.
Good.
But that was ChatGPT. It was AI. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Made a logo. Like, you don't have to pay for that stuff anymore. It's crazy. That's what I kind of get, you know, caught up on is I'm always going to use this stuff in a positive way. And it's so helpful. Like when I'm writing scripts for like social media posts or like game day, whatever, like things like game day recaps or MVP write-ups or something for myself, whatever it is, it's so easy to just put in your thoughts and it kicks out what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not to say we can't do it in ourselves. You're still putting in your thoughts, but it lines it up. So anyway, that's what we're going to do. Maya and I are going to hit the road on Thursday, heading to Salt Lake.
Yes.
I told her our first stop is in Cedar City, that little plaza. It's called Providence. It has like a big fake lighthouse. I believe it's supposed to be like Providence, Rhode Island.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And they have 10 really good food spots. So I said, look at it. Here we go. Look it up. We're going to be wearing our mics.
There you go.
Mic check. So Maya and Coach Savage and Maya Food Reviews will be coming to a theater near you.
I'm going to have to up my my game here with Instagram or social media here so I can catch all of this. Yeah.
I know. We got to make a page. Maya, get on that. We need a page. All right. Let's talk some local sports. UNLV football 5-0.
6-0.
6-0.
Bowl eligible? Yeah.
Bowl eligible.
Already. Yeah.
Mullins, right? I mean, they've been on a roll lately, but really good game. Air Force had a chance to win it. The boot went wide right.
I think they had a chance to tie it, put it in overtime.
Tie it. Yeah, you're right.
UNLV's defense can be a little bit better, right? They've given up some points, but hey, they're winning. They're 6-0, so 6-0. There you go.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Strong
there,
Mountain West. It looks like they're going to be fighting for it at the end, hopefully.
Tough game this weekend.
Yep. Who is it this weekend?
Oh, they're at Boise State.
Oh, okay.
Boise State's maybe not as tough as, right, the Smurf Turf. They're not as tough as maybe years past, but still going to be a tough test for them. Yeah.
Fresno State's dropped down a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks, Bonk. She left him here. She didn't say I could eat him.
Circle around the food. I circle around to a number. Chris Spielman, 54. Don't ask me why that just came to my mind. But yeah, anyways. Right. But
it's that look of a person, too.
Yep. But, UNLV, 6-0. Good for them, man. It's
all eligible.
Yeah. Now, if they beat this Boise State, now that'll be big. That'll get them right up
Boise's
there.
Boise's always. No matter if the records, throw them out the window.
That'll put them right up there in that
throw
conference.
Throw them out the window.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was fun. I caught the end of that game. It was UNLV alumni night, so we have quite a few coaches here, that Nick Garitano and obviously Bo and Mona and Brett Taylor, our trainer. But we had some home volleyball matches and soccer matches, so Brett couldn't make it. So we had it up on the training room and watched the final kick, and he's going, wide right, baby, wide right. Cool. Kicked it, wide right.
That's awesome.
And then, of course.
Yes.
How about these? These young ladies.
there you go. Yeah, there you go.
The Aces.
That's pretty cool, man.
We got some towels for all the kids.
Yeah, good. Very good. It's awesome.
Yeah, how cool are these towels, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's
just
good.
Pictures on them now. Yeah. Aces sweep Phoenix. I mean, 3 out of 4. WNBA, it's got to be a dynasty.
Dynasty, yeah. Sure,
I mean,
absolutely.
You do 4 out of 5 or 4 out of 6, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
But 3, I think, puts you right there in the conversation. I think when the WNBA first opened, I think the Houston Comets, Cynthia Cooper.
Yep.
And who's the other one on that team? Crazy scorer. I can't think of her name. Man. I can picture her. I can totally watch her play. They had a nice run, but 3 out of 4.
Well, they won 4 in a row.
Did they win 4 in a row?
They won 4 in a row, yeah.
So, definitely dynasty age. And, I mean, what are you going to do with Asia Wilson? She should be in the NBA.
She put herself right there with Cynthia Cooper, Lisa Leslie. And although Cheryl Miller didn't play in the WNBA, but Cheryl Miller was that good. How about Cheryl Miller and Cynthia Cooper in the same USC team?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I guess that's why they won 2 national championships. But
yeah, no,
but yeah,
that's a lot of firepower.
It's a lot of, yeah.
And then you got all the UConn guards, Taurasi and Bird. But I think she clearly eclipses most of them.
Yeah.
But she's also pretty young. I don't think she's even close to done.
No, she's got some.
You know,
she's
got some
years
games.
Left.
She might have a couple more MVPs and a couple more championships in her. So anything from here on out is just a separation. It's kind of, it's in my opinion, this may not be a popular take, but it's kind of like Tom Brady. He was the GOAT when he left New England, and then he went to Tampa Bay and won another one.
Yeah.
That was just separating him, in my opinion, from that conversation. You know what I mean? But yeah, Aces Parade Friday. Unfortunately, we're out of town. We'll be in Salt Lake City. Yeah. Brooklyn said, "Dad, we're gonna miss the we're gonna miss the parade." Yeah. And I said, "Hey, man, it's the life of a coach." And she said, "I quit." I know. Yeah. But she's back at it. You see some of her videos up. We got video.
Yeah, I gotta get on this more often and check things out. I don't think I was even on it until I think maybe that last post that I.
Oh, okay.
What did I post? Responded to something that you posted. It might have been. It was something with Bonk, maybe, video. or
yeah, it was a it Bonk was something. And Suki walking through the door.
Yes, yeah, that one? Yeah, and I did get on it today. Actually, okay. I didn't respond to that one, but I got to get on that more often just to check out what's going on here and what you're posting with that.
Yeah, this time of year we're pretty busy with it. Like every couple of days for sure, there's a new post. I have like 10 videos ready to go. Kind of spaced them out every like 2 or 3 days. But obviously, you know, being up at Salt Lake, we'll have more content from there. And
yeah,
excited. So yeah, we leave Thursday, play Friday, play 4 teams. It's gonna be good.
It's a good test.
It's gonna be a good test. Yeah. It's gonna be really good as a coach doing this as long as I have. You're just trying to figure out what you're good at and what you need to get better at. There's no bad answers up there. We've gone up there and gone 0-4. We've gone up there and gone 4-0, and everything in the middle. So this is every year we've had a program. We've gone up there. I like it because the ACCAC, our league, has a jamboree, but I don't want to play league opponents. Like early. I don't want to play Cochise and Arizona. No. I don't want to play them early.
No.
I want to play them later.
especially not in a jamboree.
A jamboree.
You know. Yeah.
And it's good. I'm glad they all have it. It's all not much of a drive for all them. But for me, the bang for the buck to me is Salt Lake for a couple reasons. A lot of 4-year coaches go, which is great. And I think the ACCAC one also gets 4-year coaches. But for me, it's a change of environment, you know, and you're also playing, it's Salt Lake's, it's a castle. Yeah. I mean, it's a palace. It's 8,000 to 10,000 seat arena. So my kids, a lot of my freshmen, and we play in the main gym on the first game. So their first time stepping on a JUCO court is Salt Lake, which is big. Arguably one of the top
huge.
Five gyms in all of JUCO. So yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be good. Very cold up there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Very cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not like here. But yeah.
Got cold today.
A little bit. Yeah. Got to tell the girls to bundle up.
Bundle up. I did. And what's funny is, you know, we're taking a van on this trip. Anything under 5.5 hours, we take a van. Anything over 5.5, we get in the charter bus. And there was not a lot of space when you got all these people in a van. So you got to pack light, but you got to pack, you know, warmer clothes. So that's that. We'll be heading up to Salt Lake here soon. Give us an update on baseball. We got the Dodgers, Brewers. I think the Dodgers, they won last night.
They won last night. Before we went on, they took a 2-1 lead in the first, I think. Milwaukee scored first, and then the Dodgers are up 2-1. I don't know, before we came on anyways. And on the other side of it, Mariners are up 2-0 on Toronto.
So
Dodgers won yesterday. They go up 1-0 in the series.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're trying to go up 2-0 today.
Yeah.
Mariners look good.
Yeah, they got on a roll at the right time. Yeah. Scoring runs, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. One of Julie's friends, Nancy, lives up in Portland, the Portland area, and she loves the Mariners.
Yeah.
So Julie, she's like, I got to go. My team's on.
I think they're the only team, it might be the only team not to get to a World Series.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they've gotten this far before the ACL.
Ichiro and Griffey Jr. and the big unit.
Yeah.
And
never got to the series. Huh. Yeah, there's only, I don't know how many teams have it. I know the Padres have it in one World Series. They've gotten there. Really? But
that's a good trivia question.
Yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah.
I would definitely not have guessed the Mariners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue Jays,
and
these first two are home for Toronto, so that hurts.
Yes.
Because you lose two at home, now you got to head to Seattle.
Yeah, exactly.
And same with the Brewers right now. If they don't turn it around. Yeah. Dodgers are a juggernaut, in my opinion. I mean, Mariners-Dodgers, that's a fun West Coast Finals.
Yeah, that would be cool. Even if you got, you know what, the Brewers are another team that haven't won. So even if you got the Brewers and Mariners,
somebody's
going to win one, yeah.
They can,
you know, Dodgers tried to blow it yesterday, but
they did.
They tried to blow it, but Milwaukee's not done in this series.
Yeah. Milwaukee Brewers, the thing that comes to mind, we may have talked about this on a previous podcast. When we were young in elementary school, middle school, One of our field trip days was to a Red Sox day game, right? So the whole whatever fourth grade would go, you know, get on three buses and drive up, and it was, you know, tradition. Yeah. It's always against the Brewers because the Brewers were the worst team in baseball.
Got to bring you guys to a victory.
They couldn't Well, they couldn't sell a ticket. Nobody was coming midday.
That's true too. Yeah,
midday to watch the Brewers. They were just absolutely awful. So whenever I see the Brewers, I laugh because as a kid, I'm like, I want to watch the Red Sox beat up on the Brewers again. Yastrzemski and, Wade Boggs.
Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk. Wade Boggs a little older than that.
Jerry Remy.
Yeah. And later on, became a broadcaster.
Yep.
Yep. So we'll keep an eye on that again. Now basketball's about to go. Hockey is going. Football is going.
Yep.
Raiders finally had a nice win.
Yeah, they win, you know.
What happened with the Patriots?
Patriots are they're on a roll, buddy.
They're on a roll. That's
Patriots win again. First place in that division now.
Yeah, so they won when did they play the Bills? I feel like that was like 5 days ago.
No.
That was a quick turnaround. Yeah. Was that a Sunday night?
That was a Sunday night. We were out.
And then they won Sunday. Yeah. Okay, so it was a week. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Jeez. That was a Sunday nighter.
Time flies, huh? Yeah. 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 Yeah, Drake May is starting to feel I was talking to Brett about that. The reason I think people like Drake May right now, he's a talent, right? He can play, is his completions downfield look awesome. Like the visual, he's dropping them in the basket and, you know, he's not just dinking and dunking and getting this. They put up some crazy stat that he's the first player, I'm going to butcher this, to have so-and-so many yards and above a QB rating of 100. The only other people to do it was like Marino. It was like three other people. And Drake May now has done first four games or something like that. Yeah. And then the G-Men,
big win.
Big.
What did I say last week, Dan? For all you Giants fans out there, if you can tell me when they're going to win next, let me know. Well, it turned out to be that week with the Eagles.
Boom.
They got my face with that one, and I'm a Giants fan. I thought they had no shot, but that's why they play the games, right? So, and good for them. We'll see if they can keep it going, right? That was a very big win for them. I know they beat them, last January, right? But the division was over. I think the Eagles were already locked in. Mm-hmm. You know, it was good to see that they can finally beat this team.
Well, you know who wasn't there last year? Scataboo,
right?
And he's fun to watch.
Yeah, they had lost so many in a row to this team, 8, 9, 10.
He's fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, he's fun to watch. He had three touchdowns, good for him. Big win for the Giants. See if they can carry it over.
Can you guys hear me, Joe?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Big win for the Giants. Big win for the Patriots.
Yeah.
See if we can keep it rolling.
Yeah.
All right. That's done. we're sitting here asking my basketball players for topics for today's podcast.
Yep.
Just so hard this time of year. By the time you get here, I'm like, my day is just like been insane.
A full day and a half.
Yeah, good practice too. We had a real good practice.
So that's what the girls were saying. Yeah, yeah. I saw some of them downstairs.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They we ran. It was a good practice. They did well. We still gotta convert in layups, man. It's crazy. What you think the easiest part of the game is sometimes where you struggle the most. But Brett said even that's the problem with the Aces. He's like, Aces smoke so many layups. Yeah. And I'm like, isn't that crazy? World champs. Have the same problems as us.
Make
a layup, would you?
How's the free throw shooting looking?
So let's move on. Just kidding, ladies. Worries me. So here at CSN, we've never been great at free throws. It's in the years I've been here and the 1 year before me. It's not good percent, not a good shooting team.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just have never been. I can't tell you why, because you know as well as I do, we've had some sharpshooters, some flamethrowers.
Yeah.
And our team percentage is never really great. It's always in like the high 60s. And that's tough to win close games when you don't shoot well. I'm fearful that the same is true this year. And, you know, it's tricky because I get these young athletes for two and a half hours. By the time we stretch and do weights and blah, 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 it's 2 hours, less than 2 hours that I actually get to practice. We have a small gym. We don't have multiple hoops all over the place with free throw lines. We only have two hoops that have free throw lines.
Yeah.
So you get a whole team in there. What are you going to shoot and watch, have 8 people, 10 people sit around and watch two shoot for a half hour? It's not realistic. We can work on them. We did. We shot free throws today, but it's just something athletes have to do on the off season. It just is.
Or do have to practice on their own. Yeah.
And we do have that.
Yeah.
I have a certain group of players. It fluctuates, but there's some that do it all the time. When we get a hydrate or a water break, everybody jogs off, and there's two or three that are shooting during the – they'll take their water break to shoot free throws, right? Because it's a premium. That court time's a premium. And then there's others that'll shoot after practice. There's some that'll shoot before practice. But it's not something that's like we neglect. It's a little bit of facility issue and a little bit of time issue. Is you can't wait for me to make you a better free throw shooter in college. Yeah. You got to work on that on your own. Yeah. That's my opinion. So this year – I would love to be over 70. I'd be so happy.
That's a classic example of practice makes perfect right there.
Yeah. What do they say? 10,000 free throws and you'll become an expert, or 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
10,000 hours, you become an expert. Yeah. So I bet you 10,000 free throws, you're going to be pretty good at it. But so that's that. Mavs signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year extension.
What do you think today?
As a coach?
He's all right.
You didn't sell me, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, I know when he was on the Knicks radar for a new head coach, I was kind of, well, if it happens, it happens. I wasn't overly excited that he was on the radar. But then again, trying to replace Thibodeau. Who are you going to get to replace him? They got Mike Brown. We'll see what he can do. But Kidd is a – yeah, I mean, he knows the game. Obviously, good IQ, basketball IQ. He was a great player. I really hasn't had many bad teams, I guess, coaching. But
yeah, did you see the preseason game for the Knicks where they didn't run a set play? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that game. No,
that one of their preseason games that they just played. Mike Brown's whole philosophy this year is flow. It's basically just you know,
his offense pass is cut, different. Blah, 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 blah,
whatever it may be. There's no set play, so they went a whole preseason game with no set play.
Was that the one in Dubai, Abu Dhabi? Was that the when they played the Sixers? I think their first two games were over there, but I had one of them. I had the first game of the year on TV at work. I wasn't able to see the whole thing. I don't know if it was that game. If it was, I didn't realize what they were doing or recognize what they were doing. But no, I didn't see it. But yeah, his offensive philosophy is different from Thibodeau's. Yeah, there's no doubt. They got to learn another scheme, offensive scheme here.
See,
yeah,
we'll see if the Villanova kids can wrap their minds around that. The Villanova guards.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. Let's. Mike Brown's he's won some stuff and he's had some struggles. He's, you know, like most NBA coaches, he's kind of in the middle. So that brings us to one of our challenges for the day.
Yes.
We're going to do a head coaching challenge, and we're going to name coaches in any space, any sport, college or pro.
Yep.
I'm not going to name the head coach of Arizona Western because you don't know it. It's got to be somebody we kind of know until we get stopped. I think we should... What's your guess? How many do you think we'll go before we get stumped?
Combined. I don't know. I don't know. I think we can. Hope we can go 10.
10? I'm going to say 25.
Got to see if the brain's working. That's all.
All right. Ready? Fire away.
Oh, shoot. Right away. Okay.
you want to wait 20 minutes till the show's on?
I didn't know it was going to be on. Didn't know it was going to be on me right away.
I'll go first.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Yep.
Red Auerbach.
Celtics.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see. I was getting ready to say the team. Okay.
No, no, no. Just how many coaches we can name.
Oh, whether I bring up the team or the coach itself.
Just got to be a coach that we know.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, shoot. I was about to give you a team that I don't even know. Yeah, see, I already snuffed myself. Creighton.
No, no, no. You just name a coach.
Oh, name a coach, and then you got to name, and then you got to name the team.
We keep no. We just keep naming coaches till we get stopped.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're gonna go way deeper than 10.
Red Holtzman.
Red Holtzman.
Oh, I see what you're saying here.
Jason Kidd.
Oh, okay. It doesn't have to be NBA. Any sport.
Any sport. It's got to be a recognizable name.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Mike Krzyzewski is a good one. I'll go. I'll go Phil Jackson.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Brian Daboll. Oh, we might be here all day. Are we going to get the CC's thing? We might be here all day.
How about Vrabel?
Vrabel. You said Vrabel. Mike Vrabel. Vrabel. Don Shula. Oh, they got to be past or present? Doesn't matter.
What does it matter?
Doesn't matter.
How about Casey Jones?
Yeah, there you go. Bill Belichick.
How about Kurt Rambis?
Yeah, there you go. Magic Johnson.
Magic. Oh, Larry Bird.
Yeah, there you go. Larry Bird. Hubie Brown. Oh, I loved Hubie Brown.
Hubie Brown.
Yeah.
How about Chris Ford?
Yeah. Jimmy Rogers.
Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Bill Parcells.
Shaka Smart.
Shaka. Jim Boeheim.
Lon Kruger.
Adrian Autry.
Kevin Kruger.
There you go. Roy Williams.
Lindy LaRock.
There you go. Dean Smith.
Ooh, Dean Smith's a good one. Bill Self.
There you go. Hubert Davis.
Fog Allen.
Yeah, there you go. Did you say Bill Self?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just said Bill Self. Yeah, right. John Calipari.
John Calipari, that's a good one. Oh, what's his name at Temple? I'm trying to connect. Yeah. I'm trying to connect Calipari. Nah, I got that's all right.
JC's his initials. The old coach, right?
Yeah,
years ago. JC's his initials.
I'll let you have it because I can't. I'm not. I can't.
I'll let you think about it if you can come back to it.
Let's go, Chuck Daly.
Yeah, there you go, Bill Walsh.
Bill Walsh. Let's go. Monty Williams.
Yeah, there you go. Joe Gibbs.
Did we say Belichick?
Yes.
We said Belichick. How about Rex Ryan?
There you go. No, it's funny as I give you Creighton, now all of a sudden I forgot the Creighton's head coach.
No way.
Name. Yeah.
Men's basketball?
Yeah, which is funny. All of a sudden that just dropped out of my mind. But
that's funny.
Let's see. Mariucci.
Ooh, Steve Mariucci.
Steve Mariucci, the Mariners coach, yeah.
John Chaney.
There it is. John Chaney. There it is. What was it? Matt Patrice.
Oh, yeah, Matt Patrice. Billy Donovan.
Yeah, there you go.
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid. There you go. Ben Schwartzwalder.
Who's that?
He was the head coach for Syracuse when they won a championship back in 57 for football. 56.
Oh, see that? You might just be able to do Syracuse guys for the whole time. Yeah. Let's go Doc Rivers.
There you go. Paul Pasqualoni.
Who's that?
He was Syracuse football coach here. I'm going right down the line now with them if I can remember them all here.
Paul Pasqualoni?
Pasqualoni. Pasqualoni.
Okay.
My uncle used to call him Pepperoni. Paul Pepperoni.
No way. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
How did we forget John Wooden?
Yeah, right. There you go. Doug Marrone.
Who's that?
He won the...
Syracuse.
He was an assistant there once, but he won the championship with LSU football.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, I might have just gave you one for LSU.
Oh, Dale...
DB. Dale.
Dale Brown.
There you go.
Dale Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was almost going to say the Indiana Pacers power forward, Dale Davis.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin. All right. That opens up a whole nother Let's go. Boy, what's his name over there? I'm trying to think of the dude. There's a million coaches in my brain.
I know, right? You see the faces. Scattered up, right? I still can't believe I forgot this Creighton coach's name. Steve from Nebraska is probably like, come on, my name.
Let's go.
I forget his name all of a sudden.
I'm going to go. We should have had a time limit on this, but I'm going to go. You know what? I'll go Josh McDaniels. See what he was. He got fired, but he was.
There you go.
He was a head coach.
Pete Carroll.
Julie's going to kill me for missing that one. Julie loves Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
The Silver Fox. The old the old Patriot. Let's go. We're going to go Bill Russell.
There you go. John Gruden.
John Gruden's a good one. Look at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. We're already 50 in. Gruden, that's a good one. We're going to go Art Shell.
Yeah, nice. Lindy Ruff.
Who's that?
Who's a hockey coach.
Hockey. Okay, we got hockey in there.
Yeah, to throw hockey in there.
John Madden.
Yeah. There you go.
Come on. Boom.
Carlos Mendoza.
Baseball?
The Mets manager currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was Jorge Posada? No.
No.
He was not. All right, let's go Zimmerman. Don Zimmerman.
Don Zimmer?
Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer.
There you go.
Don Zimmer.
There you go.
Is that the guy that Pedro Martinez threw to the ground? He was he was an assistant coach with the Yankees at the time.
Yeah.
Gave him a little boop.
Speaking of Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. Yeah. How about oh boy. Now I'm trying to think of this award that you said Rick Pitino?
No, there you go.
Rick Pitino. You said what's his name from Kentucky at Louisville?
Joe Torre.
Joe Torre. I'm gonna say, what's his name? I'm struggling visualizing somebody. Once you get stuck on that face, let me go back to basketball to be safe. Let's go. Brown. The Knicks.
Hubie Brown?
No. Well, okay.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown. Mike Brown. The one we were just talking about.
I said Hubie, but.
Yep, Mike Brown.
Yeah. Buck Showalter.
Ooh, that's a good one. You're going too fast. My brain is, fizzling.
Give me the Creighton coach. I'm mad at myself for forgetting. I dropped right out of my mind for some reason.
Mick Cronin.
Yeah, there you go.
UCLA.
Patrick Waugh.
Ooh, hockey.
Yeah, he's the Islanders coach. Jeez, now.
I don't know that I could name any hockey coaches of all time.
I'm forgetting the hockey coach's name out here all of a sudden.
I know.
And he was with the Bruins and
Becky Hammon.
Hey, yeah, there you go. Cheryl Miller. Right.
Cheryl Miller.
Coached,
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Phoenix, Mercury. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go, Joe Jellybean Bryant.
Ah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
He's coached the LA Sparks.
Yeah, very good. Davey Johnson.
Ooh, Mets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Michael Cooper, who also coached the LA Sparks.
That's right. Dave Martinez.
I might have bit off more than I can chew with you.
I just got to remember. Just got to remember, guys. That's
you
all.
You got a burger in your belly. Your brain's firing on all cylinders now.
It doesn't always.
Need a little juice. You just need a little.
I can't remember the great coach. Steve, help me out. I'm sorry. I can't remember his name. Well, I see the big guy. He had the son that played for him and everything.
I know.
I will look it up and say it for Steve.
He's a really good coach, too.
I feel mad at myself here.
Yeah. All right, let's be obscure. I'm going to try to find something out of the blue. Well, let's go Sam Cassell, just because he's bounced around as an assistant.
Sean Payton.
Oh, Sean Payton's a good one. Bill Laimbeer.
Bum Phillips.
I don't know. Did you say Chuck Knoll? Is he?
That was in my mind right now. I did not.
Chuck Knoll.
Right. I did not. It's a good call. Wade Phillips.
Wade, bum's son.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yep.
Jason Garrett?
Yes.
Cowboys. Giants? Giants?
Giants head coach.
Wow. I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah. Tom Landry.
Ooh, good one. Tom Landry. I told you I watched that Netflix special on Jimmy Johnson and how Tom Landry got booted and they brought Jimmy. Man, that's a crazy story right there. I'll go. I'm not gonna say the schools because I just can't. I can't picture their freaking names. I mean, I picture their faces.
Who's the school? Maybe I can give you the initials if I remember.
It's Ohio State coach from a couple years ago.
The basketball or the football?
No, football.
The coach now?
Michigan. The brothers in the NFL.
JH is both of their initials.
Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh.
There you go.
And I'll give you the brother.
Well, I'll let you have the other one. I'm going to go Vince Lombardi. The VL that you had last week. Vince Lombardi. Yeah.
So I said Jim. Is it?
Jim and now John.
John.
Yep.
And John is where now? Is he the
Ravens?
Ravens.
Yeah.
They're not having a good year. That was my pick, wasn't it?
Wow. Well, Jackson. They didn't have Jackson. He's been out.
I know. But even when they did, they had fumbleitis. All right. So we got the Harbaughs out of the way.
Yep. Hank Stram.
Okay. Who's that?
Years ago, Chiefs with Len Dawson as the quarterback. Yeah. Okay. They won. That was their first Super Bowl they won.
I'm going to try to go. I'm like picking teams to see if I can remember who their coaches were. Did we even say Jason Kidd yet? I know we talked about him.
I think you did in the beginning.
Okay,
yes.
I might have let off with him.
Yes.
All right, let's go. JJ Redick.
There you go. Yep. Fran Brown.
Who's that?
Syracuse football coach now.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah.
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 Let's see. Let me go to. It's another guy. The guy who's at Georgetown that was at Providence College forever. Let's go. There's two massively big names, like two of the biggest in the world coaches, and I can't think of them. Pat Summitt.
There you go.
I'm like, Tennessee women's coach. How can I not think of Pat Summitt?
We'll keep it right there and go Gino Auriemma.
Ooh, Gino. Good. Don Staley.
Dino Babers.
Who's that?
Syracuse coach before Fran Brown.
So here we go. This guy, huh? Man, that's...
For some reason, I'm forgetting the coach before Boeheim.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it was... Dad's probably saying it right now, but I see his face, but all of a sudden, I'm forgetting his name.
Let's go. Tell you some people that I'm thinking of. I can't remember their names. I'm thinking of the coach for the Pacers forever. Is he still there? No, he went to Dallas, so he's not there anymore. I just picture his face. Can't picture
his face. He's the one that's there now.
No, Dallas is Jason Kidd, isn't it?
I thought you said Indiana.
Oh, is he back to Indiana?
Oh, I thought you were trying to think of the Indiana coach forever. Oh, no, the Dallas coach forever? Yeah.
No, don't give it to me.
I'll give you the initials.
What are the initials?
If I'm right on this, DN?
Don Nelson.
There you go.
All right. There it is.
Shoot, I just had one. The one and only. Looking at him.
Ah, come on.
Dan Savage.
Nobody knows me. Except AI. Maybe with some AI they know me, but nah, we're going to skip over that.
The coach for the Falcons, Smith. What's his first name there?
I don't know.
The guy that blew the Super Bowl against the Patriots. What is his first name?
Steve?
Dan? Don Smith? What's his name? I will skip that. I can't remember his first name. What do we got here? Jeff Van Gundy.
Jeff Van Gundy, that's a good one. Stan Van Gundy.
Stan Van Gundy.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. One word sport.
Right?
Boom, boom. Go ahead. Two more. Let's call it a challenge. Challenge defeated if we get two more.
Okay. Man, this Creighton. I don't know why can't I remember the Creighton's coach's name.
I can picture him. It's a good coach.
Getting myself mad at this.
I'm trying to think of the Purdue coach.
Oh, the old school one?
Yeah, I love him.
I'll give you the initials. You can use it, but I'll come up with another one. His initials are GK.
Not Gene Cady.
Yeah.
That's who I was. I'm thinking of the guy now.
Gene Cady. The guy now.
I like Gene
Cady.
Yeah,
I see his face too. You're right. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he's really good. Matt Painter.
Matt Painter.
I like Matt Painter. And, he's a great coach.
Coach out here now. We talked about him before at UNLV. Good coach. We both like him. I'm gonna go Jerry Tarkanian, but I'll say Jerry Tarkanian.
Pastner.
Matt Pastner.
Yeah, good.
I gotta give a shout out to the.
Go ahead. Let's
to the crowd. I'm sorry, Steve. The name just escaped me for some reason. It's the big fella too. Why can't I remember it? Unless Steve just texted me.
A lot of coaches out there, man.
Gosh, there it is. Greg McDermott. Jeez.
Yeah, he's an elite coach. McDermott's an elite coach. Yep.
Yeah, that's him, Greg McDermott.
Story time. Ready for this?
Yes.
And then we're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
We're at 48 minutes. Sunrise Hospital.
Okay.
Know where that's at?
Yes.
Community hospital has been serving the Las Vegas Valley since 1958.
Yeah.
Right? Sunrise Hospital is here.
Yeah.
There's a little Subway sandwich shop right across the parking lot.
Okay.
Right? So clearly all the nurses and doctors, staff, administrators, get a lot of their food from Subway. There's a 48-year-old guy there, Rolando Torres is his name. Sandwich maker. Works at Subway. He's 48 years old. So, you know, every day he's making sandwiches and he's seeing these doctors and all this stuff come in. So one day he gets this idea to, this is a true story, gets this idea to create a business called Surgical Innovations. So he does an LLC, gets a banking account, whatever. Sends an invoice to Sunrise Hospital for $18,000 for medical supplies. A month later, in his business account, they wired him $18,000. This paid this guy $18,000. So he's over there making subs, and every month or so he sends him another invoice and starts getting bigger and bolder. Wow. And they keep paying him. It's a true story. The guy in a 2-year span, out of fake invoices with nothing in he's a sandwich maker.
Yeah.
$712,000.
Wow.
Almost $750,000.
Wow, good for him.
So finally, good for him.
Yeah.
finally, somebody at the hospital says, what the heck is going on? Get the FBI involved.
Yeah.
They reverse engineer it. They track back. They find this guy. It's the Subway guy. Yeah. It's the Subway guy making the sandwiches. Just almost $750,000. So there's not much more to the story other than in 2 years, $712,000. He got indicted, arrested, and got caught for mail fraud. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's mail fraud.
Got up to him.
Guess how long he spent in jail or is spending in jail? What is something like that? $750,000.
Out here, I don't even know what the law is out here with that. I would hope it's a long time. And then good for him for being in there because they caught up to him.
They caught up to him. Obviously.
25 years.
21 months.
21 months, yeah, there you go.
Not even 2 years.
There you go.
How about that? Not even 2 years,
in
Mike.
This town here, right?
Yes, that's Sunrise Mountain.
That's this town in a nutshell for you right there.
21 months. This guy got $700,000.
Yeah, that's this town in this, yeah.
And he got 21 months.
There you go. Go ahead and keep frauding. There you go.
Yeah, why
not? You won't even get 2 years.
Almost have made $1 million.
I'm sure he had to pay that money back.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he got fined, but yeah. If he spent the money, where's the money? Like, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that he got indicted for mail fraud, sentenced to 21 months.
There you go. It's Vegas for you.
I just saw that. There you go. I just saw that, and I'm like, that's insane.
It's Vegas for you.
Because I would think the same thing. 15 years? I don't know. Yeah. 20 years? You're scamming a hospital out of all this money. Yeah. Anyway.
Roy Dansforth. That was a Syracuse coach right there.
Who is it?
Roy Dansforth before Jim Boeheim.
So you probably, I'd say 20% of your names were names that straight up Syracuse. Yeah. And I can't even think of the Boston College coach. But I did get Lindy LaRocque and Kathy Oliver before her.
Yeah, there you go.
KO.
Yeah.
KO was a coach here. And I'm sure we got both Krugers in and Kastner and
Jerry Tarkin.
And Jerry, and how about Bill Baino? And
Bill Baino, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Probably more. What about what's his name? Raleigh Massimino.
Oh, man, he was great. Huh? All those guys. PJ Carlissimo, Louis Carnesecca, John Thompson Jr., John Thompson III.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Absolutely.
Good stuff. All right, Mike. Well, yes. That'll do it. We're at 52 minutes.
Yep.
And half of it was head coaches.
Perfect. And
shout out to your mom. We got cut off last week.
Yes.
Happy late birthday. We did wish you, Mike.
Yes, mom. Birthday was Saturday.
Yep.
It was good. I went over there Saturday. We actually did a little lunch today.
Oh, nice.
At the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, what'd you get?
Yesterday we did the lunch. I'm sorry. I got a chicken salad sandwich, which was pretty good. And she got this miso salmon.
Miso
Yeah. Is that what Julie got when we went the last time? That's what I told her.
Did your mom like it?
She liked it, and it is good, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
The miso flavoring is just out of this world. Such a good meal.
Yeah.
Good. Well, happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday, mom, yes.
And,
love you.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week.
Yes.
Away we go. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
See you guys soon.
Yep.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.